Okay, I'll admit, with a heavy heart, we're going to try to do Swat Samus for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Why a heavy heart?
Why with a heavy heart? Because I want to do it for 50 to 20 hours.
Why not?
That's 15 minutes to 20 hours. But okay, we're going to try to stick to our schedule. So, you only have five pages of... But that's fine, we'll put a little more focus on Swat Samus. And we'll try to continue to learn his words in a deep way. Okay, today is the Chiddush Harim's Yard site. So how fitting it is that in Tav Resh Lamed Dalet, 1874, Sasamas, Ateis Chaim Shur, Ateis Chaim Shkaz Yard site, and Shem Leibel is Yard site. Yeah, okay. Alright. So it should be in their merit that we understand this piece of Torah. And also, of course, our learning should be for Refuah Shleima for Gittel Feiga Bas Bela Bluma B'Sof Shar Chol Yisrael Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lifneiam. So the first Ger Rebbe used to quote from Rav Simcha Bunim of Prishischa. He says this Svat Samus, I heard from my grandfather, again, who's your Titus today, Adoni Avi Zekeni Mori V'Rabi Zal. For those of you who are new to Svat Samus, that means the Chiddush Harim. Chiddush Harim was the first Ger Rebbe. Svat Samus' grandson was the second Ger Rebbe. So he says, Adoni Avi Zekeni Mori V'Rabi Zal. That's what the abbreviation stands for. Higid. Okay, we're in Tav Resh Lamed Dalet. Higid V'Shem HaRab Mipreshischa. Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. Simcha Bunim. Sheyu Mishpatei Hashem Kodem Chiyos HaAdam. V'ze Lifneihem. V'hu Inyan Hakdamas Nasa Linishma. Explain, what does it mean Be'elam Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem? These are the laws that should be placed Lifneihem. So again, Pashup Shad is these are the laws that are being presented to you. But Asher Tasim Lifneihem says Rav Simcha Bunim, a klal gadol in Avodas Hashem. Realize that a person has to make sure that the Mishpatim, that the laws of the Torah are Lifneihem, are in front of you, are before you. That before my own existence, before I even acknowledge that I am, Hashem is. And Hashem's Torah is. And the halachos and the details and the laws of the Torah are. They all exist. Lifnehem. Place those before yourself. And that's the idea of Hakdamas Nasa Linishma. The idea of Nasa before Nishma is, I don't really care how this is going to affect me. Because I recognize that this is bigger than me. So therefore Nasa, I have to do it. I acknowledge it. I'm tired of myself. Afterwards, maybe Nishma. Then I'll try to see how it fits into my understanding of self. Or maybe I'll recreate myself to fit with it. But this is the idea of Nasa V'Nishma. Okay, let's pause here for a moment and turn to page 2. In the Kol Simcha, a collection of the writings of Simcha Bunim of Prishischa, and we get to see this in a slightly more expanded fashion. What does it mean? Eila mishpatim asher tasim lifneim. On page 2. Perish. Explain to Simcha Bunim. Ki avayus mitzios shal adam yituchan v'yituar lios b'kedima kodem kiyam mitzvah v'hachukim. It is very possible for a person to look at himself that there could be a mitzios, a reality of one's existence, where he sees himself as existing independent from Torah and mitzvahs. When a baby was born, when a child comes into this world, he doesn't have Torah and mitzvahs, and he exists. So he says, look, I came before Torah and mitzvahs. I was alive before I was chayiv in Torah and mitzvahs. My bar mitzvah was only 13 years after my existence. So I exist outside of Torah and mitzvahs. My life matters is something. It exists beyond Torah and mitzvahs. It's possible for a person to feel that way. That his mitzvahs exists beyond and prior to. It has kedima over Torah and mitzvahs. And it's true even from a halachic standpoint. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes we push aside a mitzvah in order to save a person's life. Right, there are areas where we get an indication from the Torah itself that my life, my existence, the fact that I'm alive and breathing is more important than any one particular mitzvah. Even a mitzvah as chashuv as Shabbos, the backbone of our emunah. Even something like that can be pushed aside to save someone's life. So in a sense, we are being told that my life exists outside of mitzvahs, beyond mitzvahs. The halacha is what's telling us that we're allowed to live that way. But there is such an idea that I can exist, I can feel like a person, I can wake up in the morning, Right? I'm breathing, I'm alive. Neshama beguf. And I don't do any mitzvahs. There is such a metzias. Masha enkin bechinas malach. A malach doesn't exist like that. What is a malach's existence? A malach's existence is entirely its shlichus. It's avoda. A Jew can be not in a state of avoda. He's not an oved. He's half asleep, but he's alive. Masha enkin bechinas malach. Lo yishava mitziuto b'shum panim bilti mitzvah nase. Ki bi mitzvahs b'nei adam nivra malach. The malach which was created through your mitzvah, like it says in Pirkei Avos, the person who does a mitzvah, he's konalo, a proklet, echad, right, a sanegor, someone to defend him. If Chas V'Shalom does an avera, he creates a destructive malach. We have such an idea. So the malachim which are created through our mitzvahs, malachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates for a specific shlichus, they exist entirely, their whole essence is connected to their avoda, to their mitzvah. The mitzvah came before it. The mitzvah created it. The mitzvah is what allows that malach to be. As opposed to us, we sometimes feel that we can exist outside of the mitzvah. I don't need the mitzvah to tell me how to feel, how to be. I have an existence beyond the mitzvah. Achein. What the Torah is begging us in this pasuk. Eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. Achein achocham biyiras Hashem. But if a Jew thinks he's going to walk the street and he's going to be, just going to be, and I'm not connected to Torah and mitzvos, I'm not involved in avodas Hashem, because it's possible, I'm still alive and breathing without it. If he thinks that that's going to be an existence that's worth anything, he's making a terrible mistake. The person who's wise, the person who has Yiras Hashem, the person who gets true mitzvos, understands that without Torah and mitzvos, his life is not going to be anything. Uvevade mitziuto batel etzla, and that sense of self is batel to Torah and mitzvos. And if I want to actually be, right, like all of us are striving to be, I want to be something, I want to be my own thing. Guess what? The only way to achieve that is being mavata yourself to Torah and mitzvos. Then you'll be. If not, you're a dimion. You're a shadow of yourself. You're a fake version of yourself walking the streets with this idea that I'm alive, I am, I exist. I'm in a state of being, when in reality, you're not. Im lo behektem elav Torah mitzvos azay mitziuto nimtza b'tachlis v'hu b'chinas malach. When a person is able to put Torah mitzvos before himself, he becomes an elevated human being. And that's what the Torah is asking of us. V'zo asher tasim lifneihem. Klomer lifnei mitzias shel ha'adam yuktav mishpatim. Eila mishpatim. Ve'eila ha'mitzvah. The vav's important. Ve'eila mishpatim. Asher tasim lifneihem. Put the Torah mitzvos before yourself. You'll see you'll get a lot farther in life. I remember the first time I heard this vart from a simple bunu. I heard it from Rav Avram Shor Shlita. It was in Camp Hass. It was in the year Tavshin Ayin. The summer of Tavshin Ayin, or Shor came to speak in Camp Hass. I was not in Camp Hass that summer, but I went with some chaver from Misora to hear Rav Shor speak. And when he quoted this from Simcha Bunim, that's with the picture, yeah. He put it in the context of an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. He made the link between Rav Simcha Bunim and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and he said, at that time, if I remember correctly, he said it's kedai for a person to live a whole life just to be able to take these two great tzaddikim to bring the words of Torah together. It's a chiddush. He called it a chiddush. It's a chiddush to put two things together. If you see an idea in one place, and you see another tzaddik has a similar idea, right, and there's not an obvious link between them, but you're able to show how they're connected, it's a chiddush. He was very proud of this chiddush. Okay, what was the chiddush? He put this idea from Simcha Bunim with the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the next page. Where's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh? It's in Parshas Veschanim. And I remember how he linked them together, and I think it really helps us to deepen our understanding of Simcha Bunim. The Torah tells us, "Va'atem advegim b'Hashem lokechem chayim kulchem hayom." You want to live? We're talking about mitzias. We're talking about existence. You want to have an existence? You have to be davuk v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Va'atem advegim b'Hashem lokechem chayim kulchem hayom. That will give you real life. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brings a halacha and reveals to us an amazing thing about what it means to be davuk to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yizbar al pima shekosev harambam beperek vav mehilchos yisodei Torah. We can explain, we can understand what it means to be davuk by Hashem Elokeichem. If we understand a Rambam, in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, where he describes our relationship with the various shemos of Hashem. Hashem has many names. Some of the names of Hashem are more elevated than other names of Hashem. Sometimes, if I'm writing Hashem's name, I'll add a prefix or a suffix. Right? Is that part of Hashem's name? If I write the word Elokeichem, right, so can I erase the part that says Chem? Is that part of God's name? Once it's attached to God, is that part of his name? If I write La Hashem, can I erase the Lamed? Or no, it's intrinsically a part of Shem Hashem now. And to erase it would be erasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name itself. So says the Rav, Menuchas Yisodei HaTorah, we're in the right-hand column, so I didn't have a chance to bracket the things off today. HaDvegim Hashem Elokeichem. The Rav, Menuchas Yisodei HaTorah, V'zeh Lashon, V'zayin Shem Oseim. The seven names that can't be erased, Havaya V'chulu. The Rambam says, Yud Kei Vav Kei, etc., etc. Seven names. Now, here's the part that we're interested in. Kol HaMochek Afilo Asachas Mizayin Shemos Eilu Loka. If you erase even a single letter, if you erase the final Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, get Malkus for that. Erasing Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Okay, what about prefixes and suffixes? So continues the Rambam. Kol HaNitba LaHashem Milefana Mutar LaMachko. Any prefix to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name can be erased. V'chul. Mila Acharav. Kegon. Cha shal Elokei cha. Chem shal Elokei chem. Einam nimchakim. But a suffix, that which is attached to Hashem, on the back end of Hashem's name, is not allowed to be erased. V'harei heim kishar oshios shal Hashem. Shashem mekadshem. That because of their attachment to Shem Hashem, they become part of Shem Hashem, they have the Kiddush of Shem Hashem, and to erase that suffix is the equivalent of erasing Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Okay? Ad kan Lashon HaRambam. V'hu mashen eskavin lomar. But now we understand what it means about Tem, the call of being davak to Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kul chameyom. Look at this beautiful, beautiful Orach Chaim HaKadosh. And you understand what it means. We can walk around all day thinking we're connected to Hashem. But until we put Hashem before ourselves, we're not connected to Hashem b'chlal. We can easily be erased. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, V'hu mashen eskavin lomar lehem b'maymer hadveikim b'Hashem. If you're davak b'Hashem, what's the halacha? What's the status of that beis? It can be erased. Because it comes before Hashem. Something that comes before Hashem can be erased. But if Hashem comes first, it can't be erased. Perish. Ulevisha shemzem miyuchad shemavaya enos nidbekes v'nismeches lo mila achrav ela milafonav kagon la Hashem ba Hashem ka Hashem v'osios elu ein bem kedusha u'mutter lamachkam v'im kein tia dvekes Yisrael ba Hashem b'derech zeh she'en Hashem mekadcho. If you've only been davuk b'Hashem, if your attachment to Hashem is such that it could be erased, it could be removed, the Torah says, let's change that status. Atem advekim b'Hashem, let's change it to, what's the next word? Elokeichem. Atem advekim b'Hashem, Elokeichem. What's Elokeichem? Leze gomar omar Elokeichem, perish. Dveik azesh atem advekim b'Hashem, eina kedveik us haosios shomilafanov. Elaka osos shmila achrav. Shahem chem. Shal aloke chem. Shahem kedoshim kashar osios shal Hashem. He's either saying it as a chizik that if you're only davuk ba Hashem, you should realize that even that type of attachment is keilu aloke chem. Hashem will make sure that you hang on tight, even though, again, you're seemingly attached in a way that can be erased. Or the Torah is telling that if you're only attached by Hashem, so strive for aloke chem. Strive for a deeper attachment. So, said Rav Shur, that's the pshat. That's what it means. Eila mishpat ve'eila mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. Put a Kodesh Baruch Hu before yourself. Put the mishpatim before yourself. Put kuchu richu ve'oraisa before yourself. Right? And if you do that, then you'll be truly davuk b'Hashem. And then chayim kul chavayom. Then you'll really exist. That's what Rav Simcha Bunim saying. But if a person tries to go about his business, trying to do his own thing, a person says, my existence on earth is separate, is independent from my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you're lying yourself, you're tricking yourself. You're not really alive, you're not really living. And it can destroy the world. Because if you think back to what happened at the beginning of time, at the Dora Mabel, this is exactly what happened. There were people who thought that they were greater than the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Some of the early problems of creation were people who were convinced that they were Kodesh Baruch Hu. Going back to Adam Arishan himself, when the angels thought he was another god until the Kodesh Baruch Hu put him to sleep. But when we talk about Dora Mabel, and why everything had to be destroyed, that destruction came about by people who put themselves before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Turn to the next page, please. In my Mimayanos HaNetzach, which is a nice collection on Chumash, they bring an idea, it's not found in other Svarim so much. It's an idea that if you talk to Chassidim Mipi HaShmua, you'll hear such an idea. An idea they bring from the Magid. The Magid of Mezrich, Zechuso Yagin Aleinu, explained what happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to destroy the world. What causes the world to be erased? Look at the bottom right hand corner. The destruction of the Dora Mavol was expressed Bizoshahayu Mivachrim Umakdimim as Ha'artzios Tafnei Alokim. What was the bitui? What was the expression, right, of that generation? Vatishaches, the Hashchasa came about. They were destroying and they were subsequently destroyed. Why? Because Ha'aretz was Tafnei Alokim. Because the Aretz, the Artzios, the desires of the physical came before HaKadosh Baruch. What's the greatest example of Artzios? Our very own existence, right? Man is called Adam because he was taken from the Adama. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'tishachais ha'aretz, l'fnei Elokim. If the Aretz koil, l'fnei Elokim, it needs to be V'tishachais, it has to be erased. It has to be destroyed. It has to be clear that that's not living. It's not exist. You don't exist, so what's the difference if I get rid of you? Your dimion of your existence is irrelevant, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll erase it. I can easily erase it. We know Adam has another name, though. Right? But there's another reason, I should say, why Adam is called Adam. Why is Adam called Adam? Adamele Elyon. Adamele Elyon means what? That I'm comparable to the one on high. I'm a chelak elokam imal. I'm a shtickle kutcher b'richu kiviyachu. My neshama is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, that's sent to this world to exist in this world amidst the artzias. And therefore, what's the term? Adamele Elyon. What does it mean, Adamele Elyon? If I'm Adama, if I'm dirt, right? If Vatishachis Ha'aretz Lefnei Elokim, okay, it's very destructive. But Adamele Elyon means what? I'll attach myself to that which is on high. Or said differently, I'll attach myself to that which is Elyon, meaning what? Look at the word Elokechem. Elyon, which, right? I'm the Chem of Elokecha, I'm the Cha, we're the Cha. Right? But there's something that's Elyon, something that's prior to it, there's something that's above it. So therefore, Adam has the ability. Again, if he's Adam El Elyon, if he keeps the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the front, if he keeps Hashem in the front, he puts himself second, so then he's going to exist. Then he's double in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim kul chemayom. But if Chas v'Shalom, he tries to be his own thing, Rahman al Islan, he destroys himself and he destroys his world. All right, let's go to the final page. I really wanted to go back and read through the rest of the Sfas Emes. Maybe we'll do it very quickly. But I want to just be Messiah with the words of the Melchamos Yehuda. Melchamos Yehuda, we've quoted it a couple of times in our Sfas Emes Shirim. He was a Gera Chassid. He had learned in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He settled on the Lower East Side. Eventually, he wrote a very famous sefer on Kodshim, a challenging and difficult sefer on Kodshim called Melchamos Yehuda. But his children put out his writings on Chumash. And he often quotes and adds Biurim to the Sfas Emes. So I often look there to see if he has anything. And he has a little piece on this idea from Rav Simcha Bunim. And he has the following. He says in the bottom paragraph, Al pizeh yesh le zbonin b'parsha. Shanu ro miyad b'tchilasa inyonim minugadim min ha-katza al-katza. It's a very confusing parsha. From the start already, we see things on opposite ends of the spectrum. What does that mean? Ki achre amru asher tasim lifneihem. Hamoral bitol kol netios ha-gufet ha-avosav. You're telling me I need to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's existence is real existence. And I'm just a shadow of that existence, and I can attach myself to him as long as I put a Kadosh Baruch Hu first. Asher tasim lifneihem, complete bittul of my guf and my taivas to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'shibur kol achiyos letzarach mishpatei Hashem, and I give over my entire achiyos to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how it starts off. That's how the parsha is beginning. That's where Simcha Bunim is touching up the opening words of the parsha. And yet, what happens right after that? What's the opening sugya in Parshas Mishpatim? Eved Ivri. And how did he become an Eved Ivri? Take of Namar ki tikna Eved Ivri. She read the Nora la Adam shenimcher b'gnei vassal Eved. Nebuch, an Eved Ivri. To become an Eved Ivri, he's sold into slavery because of his theft. V'im Adonav yitin lo isha. She owed Yerida. He's married to a Shifcha Kananis. You understand what a Shifcha Kananis is? A Shifcha Kananis is one of the ways that if a person's a mamzer, you can undo the mamzeres. Right? If a person marries a Shifcha Kananis, and has children by Shifcha Kananis, that's one way to, that's a kosher way, the Rambam describes in Ochas Yisrei Bia, to get out of mamzeres. Shifcha Kananis is not like the most kosher of a marriage. Right? It's a mamzer is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. A mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jew permanently. A mamzer who passes down this spiritually genetic disease for all generations. Right? Ador Asiri, which means forever. So Hashem HaGana is not the most chash of a marriage. And this Eved Ivri, this Jew, who was sold into slavery because of his terrible Avera. He was a criminal. And now he married the Shifcha Knanis. He's in love with being an Eved to a human being. I like it here. I got my Shifcha Knanis wife. I'm working for you. This is the most artsiest, gashmiest, such a base, simplistic existence. That's not Asher Tosim with Nehem. The Rasuch Abunim is talking about in the first five words of the parsha. So how do you have, says Rav Lubart, in the Mechamas Yehuda, how do you have that you go from one end to the other end so quickly? You have a person who's totally mevatel himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, you have a person who's being sold into slavery. And he says a very deep and sharp musar. V'alimun v'zeh, ki shnei matzavim elu, where it's underlined. It's true, these are opposite ends of the religious spectrum. The person who's trying to become something by negating himself to Hashem, and the person who's so comfortable being something that he doesn't even realize you're a Pashut slave. You're married to a Shemach HaKananis. If you're going to strive to be an independent thing in this world, so try to become a Chashav, a CEO of some big company, multimillionaire with your own private jet, this is it? This is your existence? I'm not interested in going free from my master. And yet, says Rav Lubart, that's dafka why these two things are right next to each other. Why? Because a person can reach that level of lifneyam. A person can start off the new zman and say that he's 100% committed. And I'm going to put a kodesh baruch before myself every single day for this entire zman. And I'm not going to be late to a single shir. And I'm going to get the minyan every single day. And I'm going to conquer my yitzharas. And we're motivated. We're pumped up. We're coming back. It's a fresh start. It's a new start. A person says, I'm going to strive for that madriga where it's always Hashem first. The Torah is going to come first. I'm going to make that sacrifice. If I have a big test, I'm going to work it out that it doesn't cut into my learning. And it doesn't mean that I'm not going to daven properly. I'm going to make Torah a priority. Asher tasim lifneim. More important than my etzem being. Sheish lech gufo achar gevo. Avor kia mishpatei Torah. A person can achieve that level where he throws aside his body and himself, right? Again, that version of self, that Adama version of self, the Aretz version of self, because he's striving for Adamela Elyon. He can achieve such a madrega. Realize, like he says here from Pirkei Avot, don't be convinced. Don't be convinced that you're going to be able to do it so easily. You have to fight for it. It's very easy for a person to slip back into that Eved Ivri mode of I'm comfortable in my bed and life is fine and things are good. I'm doing my thing. This is my own thing. I have to do this, my thing I need to do. It's very easy for a person to go up in a kotze ala kotze very quickly, and he has to motivate himself every morning. Today I'm going to come and I'm going to learn today's Amud. And I'm going to come and I'm going to get the Mishnayos down and I'm going to do Chazara and I'm going to work at this. I'm going to put a Kadosh Baruch Hu before myself. That's the avoda, and it's something that requires constant chizuk. That's what the Mechamas Yehuda is saying. Look how quickly a person can shift gears from a great start to mamish falling apart. So Mir Tashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us internalize this idea that the Chiddush HaRim would often quote from his Rebbe. Chiddush HaRim's Yahrzeit today. You have to think about this teaching that he brought from his Rebbe, Simcha Bunim. Mishpatim lifneihem, naseh v'nishma. And if a person's naseh, if a person said, I'll do it, and I'll do it, I'll do it, then nishma, I'll be zochet to hear it. I'll be zochet to hear it. Tuv tam. What's the pasuk? Lashon of the pasuk. What's lashon of the pasuk? No, tuv tam. Tuv tam v'das lamdeini ki mitzvasecha hamanti. Right. Tuv tam v'das lamdeini. Hashem, you taught me. You made it so good and so sweet. It's so understandable. Das, I was davuk in it. Why? Because I had a moon in the mitzvahs. Because I did it when I wasn't feeling it. But it was nasa before nishma. I'm not hearing it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not sure how I'm going to do this. But nasa, 100% I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the Kadosh Baruch Hu a priority. And Amir Tzashem, when we do that, we attach ourselves back to Har Sinai. That's the Ve'ela Mishpatim. Coming right after Kabbalah, the Torah, Parshas Yisro, we ask Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give us the strength to place HaKadosh Baruch Hu before ourselves and truly to create ourselves to become something unbelievably great. Shkoyach.